All right, the time has come. Joining us now, live in the Gruber Lofts, as one called That's All Studios, to discuss Christian Yelich's Home Plate 2024 charity concert and Omar revoking Tausch's knife that has his name on it.
No.
Well, you didn't come down.
He would never do that to me. He knows how important that knife is.
That was part of the discussion in the hallway, so I think you're due for another visit. All right. The first question I have is, Christian, or am I in a position where I can go with Yelly?
Whatever you want.
No.
You can go with either one.
Okay. All right, Yelly. See, yeah. We're friends already. Let's talk about the event first, because that's the most important thing. How did this begin? I know this is the second one that you're doing, but why is this cause so important to you, and how did you come upon the idea?
Yeah, like you said, it's the second one. Last year was our first one, and it was kind of just a feeling out process and really just seeing how it would go the first year. And, you know, this was my seventh year in Milwaukee, and I've gotten to know some pretty influential people throughout the city. And I feel like I got a pretty good landscape of the city and gotten to know a lot of cool people here and played for a long time here. So it's obviously really cool to be in a position to give back and use your platform for good. And, you know, I've been talking to Omar about it and some other people over the years. And, you know, I was like, oh, let's try and do a charity event and see what happens. And last year was awesome. Everybody had a great time. And it was a good first one. And I'm not trying to build on that this year. And looking forward to another good time. A bunch of guys on the team are going to come out. And it's one of our off days. So we're all looking forward to, you know, a couple weeks from now and having a lot of fun.
So Scotty McCreery won American Idol.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the Nicotine Dolls. You've got Charlie Barron's coming. You've got DJ Shauna who's going to be there. Other than the big name, do you bring a skill to this show? Do you bring a guitar? Do you bring a harmonica? What do you have planned?
I wish I could join him on stage and play guitar or contribute in that aspect. I've messed around with it a little bit, but definitely nobody wants to see me do that. So, you know, I'll step back that night, you know, maybe say a few kind words and hang out and enjoy the show with everybody else and let the professional musicians do their thing. And really just looking forward to having a great night.
So, And just so people understand, they can go to visitmilwaukee.org/Yelich to order tickets. There's also some VIP access opportunities there as well. But the charity event benefits Visit Milwaukee and Team RWB.
Mm-hmm.
Can you help people understand exactly what that is and why that charity is so important?
Yeah, and Brewers Community Foundation as well. But yeah, Team RWB you know, raises money for veterans and their families. And obviously, you know, my family has the veteran connection. I have a lot of really close friends that also served and that are veterans. So it goes beyond my family landscape. So that's why it's something that's really important to me. Obviously, Visit Milwaukee, Brewers Community Foundation, just big parts of the community around here and do a lot of great things. So it's kind of all encompassing and really it's going to be a really fun night, but also, you know, raising some money for some great causes and to give back and all in all, something that we're really, really excited about.
Now, Omar, I can talk to you anytime. It's one of the great things about you. And I want to talk to Christian, but I have to ask why you got involved in this. And you know, Christian said you've been so involved. Well, you're a good guy to know if you're in Milwaukee. So what has it been like for you to be involved in this process, and how much has it been rewarding for you?
I want to go back to the question that you asked Christian. What does he bring to the table, you know, for the event? Well, I think he brings an MVP and multiple All-Stars to the table.
No, that part, I think I knew that he had already brought.
I still want to
see him with the guitar, though.
Nobody wants to see that.
We want people to come. No, I mean, we've become friends over the years, and it's been just really great to meet such a great person, right? And it's always been, you know, it's funny. I remember him telling me after playing 1 year in Milwaukee, he goes, I love this city. And he said, it's just so much of a better, you know, the fan base is incredible here. And so I think he's always wanted to give back to the city, and I think I have some platforms to help with that. But it's any time that I've ever asked for anything, hey, we've got a charity, we've got kids, we've got families, he's always been in. And so, you know, you asked me to help, and I'm all in.
Is it crazy to think that you've been here that long now? Like, has that time flown by?
Yeah, it's gone by pretty quick, I think. I mean, I've known Omar for probably 10 years. I knew him since I was on the Marlins, just, like, coming into town and going to Carnivore and all that stuff. But obviously, we became a lot closer when I started playing out here and got to spend more than, you know, a day or two together and met him in passing. But yeah, I mean, 7 years has kind of flown by. A lot's happened. And sometimes it feels like it's been a long time. Sometimes it feels like it's flown by. You know, I think all the seasons kind of start to run together at a certain point. But yeah, it's crazy that it really has been a decent amount of time now.
So you said a lot has happened, and I wanted to ask you about that because I mentioned to you as you guys were coming in that you and I did an event for Associated Bank a few years ago, and it was during some of the post-injury struggles that you were dealing with. And I look, it's not my job as a reporter, and I'm sure Todd Rosiak and the guys that cover the team would say this too, to root for you, right? We're supposed to be unbiased. But I am so happy that you're having the success that you are, because the stuff that you went through after your MVP seasons and after the knee injury and everything else, that was a lot of adversity. And for those of us that are parents, you are a great example of what perseverance through adversity is all about. Mm-hmm. And I use you as an example to my 13-year-old Sydney all the time. Like, take me through what it's like to have the success that you've had, go through the challenges you did, deal with the adversity you did, and now what does it feel like to come out on the other side? And are there lessons that you can take from your own experience that you can share with others as you went through it?
Yeah, I mean, I think that sports in general, and especially baseball, it's not really smooth sailing. There's a lot of ups and downs, especially, you know, baseball is a game of failure. You're going to fail a lot. And at times the game can look easy, but it's a really challenging game. And I think, you know, whenever you're at the top or, you know, you're doing well and you're having success, it's easy for people to be on your side and like you, stuff like that. And then when you're struggling, it, you know, people are going to take shots at you, and that's part of it. And I think you learn a lot about people when you struggle. You learn a lot about your friends. You learn a lot about who's close to you and all that stuff. And I learned a lot of lessons through that. And I learned, you know, it was an eye-opening experience for sure, especially when you're going through tough times. When you're going through, like I said, when you're going through good times, everybody's your friend. Everybody loves you, all that stuff. But when you start to struggle and, you know, and for me, it was they weren't seasons that I knew I was capable of having, but you battle stuff, and especially in sports, you know, you got to go out there if you're able to go out there, and that's what I was most proud of. I'd still go out there every day. I'd still show up, still try and help the team win, and, you know, no matter what people are saying about you, no matter what's going on, like, you hear it all. I mean, I heard it all for sure, and, you know, you just keep going, and you focus on your friends, your family, what you can control. You keep working hard and keep putting your head down and just trying to be the best version of yourself and go from there. Like, I know that I'll always be compared to those 2 years, whether it's fair or not. You know, that's, people are going to talk about that forever of like, oh, you're good, but you're not this. To me, it's like, I don't really care about that. I just care about being the best version of me and trying to help our team win and be a part of a winning culture. And we've had a lot of success as a team. We really have. We won a lot of games. We've done a lot of winning here. We haven't been able to do it in the postseason, but baseball postseason is just, it's short series, so anything can happen. You know, the best teams in baseball with $300 million payrolls get bounced in the first round all the time,
right?
Because baseball's weird. You know, someone gets a big two-out hit, a broken bat hit, something, somebody hits the ball off a base and two or three runs scored. Over the course of the season, it's not a big deal. You're like, oh, that's just a tough loss. But in the postseason, it really matters because it's short series and any game can go any different way in baseball. There's a lot of things that are out of your control, and it's just been fun to be a part of a winning team, and that's always been my focus. Is I think every season's its own season, so like no matter what you did the year before or anything like that, whether it was good or bad, it has really no bearing on the current season, and you want to just be the best version of yourself, whatever that is. And I was talking to our beat writers the other day about it, of like, you don't really know how the season's going to shape up individual wise or team wise. You just put your head down and you keep going. And even the seasons I won MVP, like, you don't know that how it's going to turn out like that in April or May or June. Like, you just,
right.
You just keep playing. And then eventually seasons start to shape up to be special, like as an individual player and a team, you just don't know. So you just keep going. And, that's really what I learned, man, was just keep going and keep your head down. Like the successes aren't, the highs aren't as high as you think, the lows aren't as low as you think. You just keep going, and if you just keep going and you don't quit, then, you know, good things can still happen.
All right, I got one last question, then Tausch can find out about his knife situation. Talking about highs, you guys are playing really well. Mm-hmm. You're playing well. Craig leaves. You've got a bunch of injuries, and yet you guys are still finding a way. How much fun are you having right now?
Yeah, we just compete really hard. I think that's the real story about our team is we play really hard every night, whether it goes good or bad for us. I think the guys show up every night. We don't quit. I think we've been in almost every game this year. Somebody said like it was like five or six times, maybe a little bit more, that we haven't had like the tying run at the plate in the eighth or ninth inning all season long, which is crazy. Or the other team hasn't had a save situation when they win, you know. So we've been in all these games. We play really hard. We have a lot of young players. Like you said, there's been a lot of turnover. We've dealt with a ton of injuries. We've been really, really banged up. We've had guys contribute that I'm not necessarily sure that you would have thought would be contributing this year, especially in spring training. And Murph's done a great job. You know, he's been around for the last 8-9 years. So we all know him. He knows us. So the transition from Craig to him wasn't huge because he knew everybody and, you know, the day-to-day operations basically run the same. They're both great in their own way. You know, the way that they go about it, they're different for sure. But I think they're both really good at what they do for sure. And it's a really fun team to be a part of, especially when you see young players like take strides to get better. Like when you've seen their journey in the big leagues, when they first come in, learn the league, learn the game, and you see them improve. It's really cool to see. And we rely on that a ton as a team. And hopefully we have a good second half.
Christian, did you feel the tension when Craig Counsell came back in? You were talking about the difference between him and Murphy, but did you guys as players feel that it was maybe a little bit more from a series standpoint when Craig came back into AmFam Field?
Not really. I mean, this is not going to be a popular answer with fans, but I still really respect and like Counts. You know, our relationship's obviously different than, you know, from the fan perspective. And look, the way I've always looked at it with Counts is he contributed a lot to the, you know, one of the most successful eras of Brewer baseball. He's obviously from here. He became a free agent like any player did, and he earned the right to make his decision and go wherever he wanted to. Like, yeah, he went to the rival and all that. And obviously when we're on the field, we want to compete hard, and we're gonna do everything we can to beat him, and he's going to do the same. But on a personal level, I really respect Craig, and the atmosphere of, you know, when they came into town was what it was. And I think the atmosphere is always kind of crazy when we play the Cubs, whether it's here in Milwaukee or down in Chicago. Like those games, you can just feel the passion from the fan bases. But when you're in the game, obviously competing, but off the field and from the day to days, you know, still really love Counts and, you know, happy for him.
So the other thing I have seriously, and then I got to ask a hazing question, because I saw that there were, you know, the Starbucks run and what the, you know, down in Chicago and what happens. And Omar and I have a real fun one. I think we could tell that story, can't we, Omar, with when we had a couple bills that came up at Carnivore. We'll make sure we hit on that if Omar gives me the nod.
If you text me the specific story.
Yeah, no, I think we know. This one will make it. But on a serious note, you were talking about the struggles and some of the things that you went through. And was there ever did you ever doubt when you had a couple of the injury things that you could ever regain your form?
I mean, I think there's definitely some long nights in there for sure. I think that's part of the thing that like, people don't see. But no, I mean, I still knew I was kind of capable of playing at a really high level, whatever that may be. You know, like I said earlier, like I know that no matter what, like it's going to be like, oh, you're good, but you're not this. Like, you know, the thing I hear all the time is you're back. Like, I don't know what, I never really left the team. I've been there the whole time, right? So do I have to have an 1100 OPS on the season and, you know, win an MVP to satisfy everyone? I don't know. And it's not something it's been on the forefront of my mind. It's like, I just want to be the best version of me this year. And I know I'm still capable of playing at a high level and contributing to a winning team and being, you know, helping some of these young guys learn the league and be the best version of themselves. And look, to be successful in baseball, it's a unique sport, and you need to, you know, we have long days. We're at the field at 1 o'clock for a 7 o'clock game, and you're pouring everything you have in yourself just for into those 6 hours leading up to the game, just to have a chance to contribute and do well, you know, and then you come back the next day and you do the same thing and you do it over and over and over and over again. And that's really your focus, is like, how can I be the best version of me today? How can I help us win today? And you try to stack those days on top of each other and just make adjustments as your career goes on, and find ways to be successful. And if you want to play for a long time, that's what you have to do. And I still think I'm capable of playing at a high level for a few more years.
All right, I'm not going to hit Omer because I know we're on a little time crunch about the hazing. But my son,
good,
a 13-year-old baseball player, wanted to ask you, what's the coolest thing about being a Major League Baseball player?
I think it's just being a Major League Baseball player, right? And that's a simple answer, but there's a lot that comes with it, and it's something that's really hard to do. I think it's nice to step aside sometimes and look around and realize, like, wow, I'm in the major leagues and this is the big leagues. And what comes along with that, though, is like you have to learn how to deal with, if you want to play baseball especially, you have to learn how to deal with failure. You're going to fail a lot in this game. There's no getting around it. The best players in the world fail all the time, and you have to learn how to deal with failure and look at things in the big picture. And you don't get, nothing in baseball happens fast, right? Like, the season doesn't happen fast. The game doesn't happen fast. You can't have a good year in 2 months. You can't have a bad year in 2 months. Like, baseball is really the big picture and the long haul. And that's why I think you just have to stay steady throughout the year, throughout your career, however old you are, whatever level you're playing baseball at, is you just have to play. You just have to keep going out there. You just have to keep showing up. You have to keep trying to be the best version of you, and that gives you the best chance for success in this game. And it takes a long time to learn that. That's something that I wish I knew when I was younger, because when you're a young player, you want that instant gratification. You want that success. You want, you know, everybody wants to get off to a good start in the season or their career, but really, in the reality, it's like you're in it for the long haul. So if I had any advice to any young baseball player, that would be it.
All right, Yelly, that's a good lesson for Tausch, that you shouldn't write a team off when they lose 3 games to the A's when they're in town in June.
That was a tough series, though. We can agree. Yeah. That was a tough series last year.
Yeah, it's baseball, though. I mean, it's going to happen. You're going to have some really bad moments. Yeah. And you know that in spring training. You know, like, there's going to be some times when it's really ugly. And there's going to be some times when it's really, you're on the highs and everyone's like, you're going to win the World Series. And then there's other times where, like, you're the worst team that I've ever seen and you guys are going to pick first in draft. So, you know, you just have to
I've never
going.
Done that, no.
There are some people on this panel that might have been saying that, not the one that's sitting in this room. All right. There's going to be a great day, though, on July 25th at the Pabst Theater. And again, I want to make sure everybody gets the information, because this is a really cool thing that you're doing. And look, it's been great listening to your mentality. I hope there's a lot of people that are going to listen to this, because the way you described how you went through the process is so valuable for Tausch's kids, my kids, and anybody who gets to listen to this. It's even more valuable to participate in Christian Yelich's Home Plate Charity Concert. It is the second annual. It is on July 25th. It's at the Pabst Theater. Again, American Idol winner Scotty McCreery, not with backup guitar from Christian Yelich, although maybe for the third annual one
maybe,
we can get that
maybe
to happen.
Somewhere down the road.
Nicotine Dolls, Charlie Behrens, DJ Shauna. Again, the website to get tickets or to have a chance at some sponsorship opportunities and the VIP access opportunities at the St. Kate, the Arts Hotel. Visit Milwaukee.org/Yelich. That's visit Milwaukee.org/Yelich. Omar, this is the best interview I've ever done with you. I thought you really crushed it.
Omar did phenomenal.
Wasn't he great?
Just Omar happened to be a fly on the wall.
He brought the good vibes.
Thank you guys.
And,
I appreciate
you know,
it.
Orchestrated the whole
thing. I do
thing,
have to say so. One last thing. You know, we haven't done it the other day, and I just realized that, like, you came here 7 years ago. How many years have we made the playoffs since you got here?
Well, hopefully this year would be six, but we're five for six. And
5 for 6. I mean, there's a correlation with him coming to our city. That's pretty crazy.
There's no doubt. And again, we're really happy for your – you didn't go anywhere, but we're happy to see you playing at the level that you know you can play at. We're excited for that. We appreciate your time hanging out with us.
Thanks for having me. It's good hanging for a bit. And all thanks to Omar over here.
Believe me. I'm wearing the
man.
Omar was a star.
More Wildy and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.